Morning, everyone. My name is Galen Strobers. For quite a while, I've been praying and searching, asking God what he wanted me to do and how I could best serve and glorify him. I'd like to share a personal story from last summer that changed everything for me. Last June, I decided to join one of Timberwood's short-term mission teams serving at Johnny and Friends Family Retreat. These retreats are actually more like a summer camp for families affected by disability. As I prepared to leave for camp, I began unloading all my work tools from my truck. After all, why would I need tools at a camp like that? When I lifted my last toolbox out to set it on my workbench, I felt a clear, strong prompting to put everything back. Without second-guessing it, I reloaded my tools, grabbed my extra toolbox, packed my clothes and Bible, and headed south toward Rochester. The drive was tough. Fear, doubt, and self-questioning flooded in. What am I even doing? I'm not trained to support people with disabilities. What if I say the wrong thing, offend somebody, or don't know how to help? I typed out a message to Pastor Amy saying I couldn't go. I was terrified of failing, embarrassing myself, or letting down the Timberwood team. But I didn't sit hand. I knew the family would be paired with me and the other volunteers were counting on me. And backing out wouldn't be fair to them. So I prayed. And during that prayer, a deep peace settled over me. After a day and a half of training, I met my buddy, Josiah, an 18-year-old young man who is nonverbal and uses an electric wheelchair. The fears rushed back. Thankfully, several people on our Timberwood team knew Josiah. Chuck Albrecht, who had been his buddy the year before, assured me Josiah was awesome, and also warned me that Josiah hated arts and crafts and would never touch the zip line. Well, he was half right. Josiah and I did hit it off right away. He's intelligent, hilarious, kind, and deeply empathetic. He also has the brightest smile and the most contagious laugh. I walked, well, actually ran with him everywhere. He wanted to try it all, and to everyone's surprise, not only did he do the zip line, but he loved it. And he totally got into the arts and crafts. On day two during lunch, Josiah tapped my shoulder and pointed toward the leadership table with concern on his face. I went to check. The camp director explained the main lodge elevator had broken down, trapping two young women in electric wheelchairs upstairs. That's why Josiah was worried. His friend Briley, who usually sat with us, was missing. I hadn't noticed, but Josiah did. I mentioned I'm an electrical engineer and that I brought my tools. After some diagnostics and a few repairs, the elevator was up and running again. Then they asked me if I could check on a hot water heater that had developed a hot spot. Okay. Inside the panel, the issue was obvious. Five of the seven fuse blocks had burned, the thermoplastic melted, and the contacts were pitted from arcing. We shut it down, switched to the backup, and with the parts arriving the next day, we were able to finish the repair. That extra toolbox I almost left behind, it had the exact contactors or connectors we needed. Every tool I packed, I used. A few days later, the director pulled me aside to thank me for the fixes. I told him the whole story, unloading the tools, feeling the nudge to reload them, the fear and insecurity that almost kept me home, and how close I came to canceling. He just smiled. We both knew that nudge was the Holy Spirit. And those feelings, they're normal. That week at Johnny and Friends was truly life-transforming. Pastor Amy captured it beautifully on the first day of our training. It's like stepping into a snow globe. You zip up the bubble behind you and enter a different world, one filled with kindness, love, compassion, and genuine respect. God's presence was so visible and tangible there. I had never experienced him like that powerfully before. So here's my invitation. Come, join me and our Timberwood family. Just a few years ago, I was sitting where you are now, convinced I wasn't qualified, capable, or ready, until God proved otherwise. Next Sunday, there's an information meeting where all the details will be shared and all your questions can be answered. If you feel that nudge from the Holy Spirit, please come. It's life-changing. For me, it's what I imagine heaven will be like. You have no idea how God might use you to bless the team and these amazing families. And what you might be surprised by how God uses your willingness to serve and bless you. Thank you.